WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the turkey season, but it's always crab cake season around here. We've had a couple of Maryland Crab Cake Tour stops already this week, and we're making more before the holidays get here. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have a handful, just a handful of these Raven scratch-offs. At some point, they're going to give me the scented tickets, and I got to get up with Roz to do that, but we're moving the Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Pappas in Parkville for the very first time next Tuesday before Thanksgiving. That's before Black Friday, Turkey Thursday, get together the night before Thanksgiving Wednesday. It's Tuesday afternoon. We'll be at Pappas in Parkville, and then we move to Coco's on the 29th. On the 30th, we're going to be at the BMA at Gertrude's. I'm going to be having a delicious vegan crab cake and a regular crab cake with John Shields, and then on the 1st, we're at Hollywood Casino in Perryville, the 5th at State Fair, the 15th at Foreign Daughter, the 29th of December, our final appearance at Fadley's. We were there last Friday. This guy here brings us news, brings us scratch-offs. Sometimes we have some comedy. And before we start, I will say this. Last week, I was terrible on my picks, John Martin of the Maryland Lottery, but I did pick Cleveland. You did not. Did you just sneak that in?
What
did
I'm you sorry. Just... I've got a little problem with my video feed here. I lost my monitor. Can you see
like
okay?
It looks like a helmet without a logo. I don't know. Why does your helmet not have a logo? And why is it orange if you're the Browns?
Oh man, so many questions. You know, it's times like this. I wish I could channel Lee Corso, you know, and get one of those big mascot heads.
Is this where I hold up my Ravens logo? Is that where I do that?
No,
at this
point?
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care. Yes. Well, thank goodness you at least had some solace, some personal gain out of it, Nestor.
Now I know why you wanted to begin the segment so quickly today. You just wanted to jump up and down. I mean,
I've
doesn't happen
here.
Look, when I saw Harbaugh 25-6 against the Browns lifetime, I'm thinking, yeah. And, you know, I remember the six too. You know what I mean? For the most part, you remember losing to the Browns. I remember those trips, you know, in the RTA out of Center City, Tower City there. And,
Tower
you know,
City,
Higbee's, right? I think of the Christmas story and all that. But
very nice.
We don't lose much. So when you win, please. I'm a Raven guy, but crow all you wish, because you're playing the Steelers this week, right? So,
well, first off, it's 25-7 now, for those of you keeping score, and we do. So the record would be now 25-7. And yes, we play Sunday, but you know, you guys may be a little busy before we get to Sunday, which would add some heightened import to the Sunday matchup.
Well, this conversation's happening before Thursday night football. This is the weird week. We play on Thursday night. Everything's a little weird after all of that. Luke and I will be here on Friday with full coverage, as always. But I would say the one thing that I'm going to the casino in a couple of weeks, and I was out in Vegas. The sports wagering side of this, from where we are, from where you sit as the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, these numbers come in every month. And listen, I'm talking a lot of stadium right now. I'm talking Maryland Stadium Authority. I'm talking about where money's going to go and all of this. Part of this pool of money is what generates money for sports, and which generates a lot of different things economically for downtown that I sat and talked to Matt Campbell on our Maryland Crab Cake Tour, who runs the convention center, about. We talked a lot about David Bramble and Inner Harbor. I mean, all of this is interconnected, but the sports wagering piece was a piece of money that, quite frankly, and I always say this about the bookmaker salads that we have around town, it never came back to the community in that way. And you have a little chuckle about it, but it all feels on the up and up now, and here we are. But I remember 2 years ago, you coming on trying to at least get this done so where people are wagering and hopefully responsibly, and we'll talk about all of that. But these are big numbers, John. I mean, this was something that New Jersey was drinking and certainly Nevada was drinking in forever. But these are big, big numbers. And I've talked about this for 32 years, right? I've been on the air since 91. It was slot machines, racetracks. Are we going to have casino? I mean, I've been through every iteration of this, but this is generating a lot of money that's staying here in the community and no doubt doing good things. It's, I mean, it's going to the state, and I'll talk to Wes about that later, and the legislature and everybody, but the sports wagering part of this is generating money, correct?
We are coming up on the first anniversary of mobile sports wagering here in the state of Maryland. That, you may recall, was Wednesday before Thanksgiving last year. So we are very quickly upon that now, and for the month of October, we have reported the largest revenue in the history of sports wagering, brief history of sports wagering. We had over $5.8 million of contribution to the state in the month of October. Huge month. full disclosure, everyone in the country had a huge month because, again, so much of the sports wagering is driven by the sports calendar. You had the baseball playoffs and World Series in the beginning of October. You had five NFL weekends in the month of October. You had a lot of things starting up with hockey and college basketball and pro basketball. And you add all that in, and we're happy to report not only the $5.8 million to the state, which was the largest contribution so far, but just overall, the handle was the second largest handle, meaning the money bet, second only to December of last year, 2022. And yes, we are talking huge numbers. And the primary beneficiary on sports wagering is Maryland education, specifically the blueprint for Maryland's future fund. So that is earmarked specifically for that purpose. And you look at the months
that's
to
what
come.
We would traditionally call Kerwin, correct?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Good enough.
And you look at the months to come, November, December, January, and it can only continue and may even get a little better. Hard to imagine. We go back to four NFL Sundays, though, in November. So you may see a little air out of the balloon. But we anticipate very strong numbers November, December, January, up to and including Super Bowl weekend in February.
John Martin is here. He is executive director of the Maryland Lottery. He ribs me about Browns, Ravens things. And we can all agree we don't like the Bengals or the Steelers this week. The one thing about the money, and I have to rib, because a lot of executive people would be the ones maybe more inclined to listen to this or watch this online. But when you have the 5 weekend, it's like a 3 payroll month. It's like, oh, wow, that's a little different, than the 28 days of February or whatever. But the promo money that we talked about last year, where every ad was giving you $200, whatever it was, to make a bet, to get involved, a lot of that. There were some things about it, and you can speak more legally to it than I can from a year ago, about what the state was expecting and how, and you came on last year and you soft sold it in the front. You're like, hey, the numbers aren't going to be as big in the beginning because we're coming online and this promotional money is going to get eaten up mainly last season, maybe a little bit this season with new gaming licenses coming on. And you and I talked Swark for the last 2 years, but the promo money, is that now out of it? Is this more all what we're going to see moving forward, what we saw in October from the state's contribution?
The initial regulations allowed sports book operators 12 months, basically one full year after they began. So they began last November. They had all of last year, basically, to have the promo money. So now we're coming up on the end of this year in 23. That promo money allowance, if you will kind of level off, which is why you're seeing some of these numbers will start to come down, at least on the promo spend. And hopefully what will remain will be a consistent and responsible play on the wagering side. But yes, after calendar 23, when we go into January of 24, we'll have a more level playing field on what operators, sports books are allowed to spend in promotional play, because that will be a percentage of their net win over the last several years. So it'll kind of normalize. So we saw a lot of commercials last year at this time. We saw a lot of promo dollars, tens of millions of dollars being spent in November and December last year to get the market shares. And you're seeing a much more calm. Some people may not believe so, but it's true. Much less spending on promotional media spend. Doesn't mean the offers still aren't available. You still don't get bombarded maybe on your mobile device, but a lot of that has softened up considerably.
Well, the one thing you and I talk almost every week, sometimes it's 2 or 3 times a month, but we've discussed all of this, and you're really good at sort of pre-selling what the realities are going to be. So you're not over-promising the people you answer to or the public and coming in on all this. A year into this, from your own seat, and I know we talked a little bit about this in August when we sat together at Mako, but just how has it gone? I mean, we're a year into this now. Is this number 5.8, is that sort of where you maybe thought it would be a year ago, or, oh my God, a lot bigger? Or, maybe we thought a little bit things would work out a little differently. I think you've been, if anything, really good at being predictive about what you're expecting and not over-promising and under-delivering, or the other way around, just trying to be realistic in what was going to happen. You told me all this was going to grow. Is it where you expected it?
We expected the first year, once fully operational, and I would say we're fully operational, of a $25 to $30 million contribution annually to the state. And again, as we've talked before, because of the way the sports calendar ebbs and flows, it's not a straight line each month. Certainly in the spring and summer months, it's below that average. And now it's above that. But at this rate, and we're nearly 4 months in now, through October, 4 months of the fiscal year, we're at $14.9 million, nearly $15 million. I'd be careful not to multiply that times three and figure we'll be at $45 million at the end of the year. So no, again, it's not a straight line projection. But we are probably a little bit ahead of the curve. We'll probably do better than, well, certainly we'll do better than $30 million. How much better? I don't know. How far will the Ravens go in the playoffs? You know, a lot of things will be to be determined. But I think comfortably we can say that 25 to 30, we've checked that off. We've met our target. We will exceed that this year. We're a little over $25 million last year. We'll be probably a little north of $30 million, maybe being in the, you know, $32, $33 million range. But it's still a little too soon to tell, but all trends point in a positive direction.
All right, that's sports wagering. Please do it responsibly. Listen to everything Kurt Warner's telling you on TV there. Make sure you know your limits, set your limits. Have fun with it. Sounds like a lot of people are having fun with it. A lot of people in my world are having fun with it, except when the referees or the Ravens lose or, you know, there's a bad beat. I'll get to all of that with our friends at Hollywood Casino this week with my picks, which we make every week. You can check them out at Baltimore Positive. John Martin joins us. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We have the Crab Cake Tour out. We always have these Raven scratch-offs to give away, but we're about to switch over and get seasonal here. Dare I say, Thanksgiving is underway. You taught us about that last week, as well as scented, never to be called anything else other than scented tickets here. I'm going to get some gingerbread and some peppermint around here. Make the studio smell good when I hold them up here. But it is there are so many other things going on. Pick threes, pick fours. I was at Rofo the other day, saw them both getting up around a quarter of $1 billion, right? Both of the jackpots. So a lot of things going on, right? And a lot of people here locally winning, too.
Jackpots, you're right, are both north of $250 million as we speak right now. Mega Millions at $267 million, Powerball at $255 million. Hopefully, and when we like it when they inch up little by little, week to week. We'll see how long this can ride before one of them eventually gets won. But yeah, it's a lot of fun at this point on not only the Mega Millions and Powerball games, but the scratch offs, especially for the holidays, people starting to make their holiday purchases. Thanks for acknowledging the Thanks Winning promotion, where any draw game ticket purchase between now and November 26 is eligible. You could win a instant cash voucher of $2 or $5, or a free $1 fast play candy cane, unscented.
That's a shame because they smell good.
Yeah, it's not easy to do on the fast play tickets. A lot easier to do on the scratch off tickets. And people are winning, and people are winning all over the state. I love this story. The story is about a veteran. Let me bring it up here. Let me find him. Where did he go? I had him here.
That's all right. He still got his money. He's happy, I'm sure.
Oh, here he is. There he is. A retired postal worker, also a veteran. 2 days before Veterans Day, so he had something to be proud of. And anyway, won over $100,000 on racetracks. And for those people who don't know, racetracks is a simulated horse racing game.
It's not just simulated. Stop. I'm not going to let you do that. When I'm in Costas, and I was the other day doing the Crab Cake Tour, and I look up and those horses are running, I don't like, I've seen all the video games for football and it looks sort of realistic, but it doesn't look really realistic. The racing thing looks like it's the fifth race from Aqueduct. It really does. I mean, it has and I've seen people having real fun with it at Costas, for sure.
They have fun wherever they are. If they're playing responsibly, hopefully they're having even more fun. But this gentleman from Washington County, big racetracks fan, his horses came up. He had the superfecta wager, which allowed him to win, again, over $100,000 2 days before Veterans Day. A proud veteran, a retired postal worker. Thank you for your service. And by the way, here's your check for $100,000.
Hey, by the way, we always say thank you for your service to military folks. We say this to veterans. And how about postal workers? You know what I mean? Like, they bring my mail every day. I'm very appreciative to my mailman. You know,
you get mail?
Yeah, you know, how else am I going to get the belt buckles I order online?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Hey, you know who else we should be proud of?
Who should we be proud
Nurses.
of? Oh, absolutely.
Nurses. And we had a nurse in Howard County also won. Well, we're just giving away $100,000. That seems to be it. She won a top prize on our $100,000 cash scratch off. Very, very pleased to find out that she was a winner of $100,000. And as she said, I could never have imagined. Well, your imagining is over. It's real.
Do you know how many times I've told the story this week? Because I've done the crab cake tour and I've given away almost all. Roz, I need some sentence. I when I give these out to people, and there was some older folks in Costas that were in. One was a veteran. He had his hat. He was in the Marines. He had his hat. He was having a crab cake. So he came over and he thanked me. And I said, "Did you win?" He's like, "Doesn't matter if I won. You did something nice. You gave me a chance to win. It's fun." So it was very nice. But I said to this couple, we scratch off. I said, "Use your app. You get a second chance." This couple actually won $2. True story. They won $2. But I showed it to them. And I said, "You know, you could win $20,000. And I said, "Now listen, if it says under there CMD lottery, that means, so this woman wins $100,000 and she has to think like, CMD lottery, and then they have to come. You sure you're not Santa Claus, John Martin?"
Well, there are times when I feel like it, but there are other times when I feel like one of the elves just running around. Hey, speaking of elves,
go ahead.
Did I talk to you about the Cleveland Browns yet?
They look like the Keebler. It looks like guy looks like the Keebler elf, right? Is that what you're saying? The guy at the 50 yard line?
Maybe that's my Lee Corso helmet. Maybe that's what I put on. Put on this big elf head.
Well, I mean, you're giving away a lot of money over there. John Martin's here for executive director of all things Maryland. So I'm holding up these Raven scratch offs. We still have a drawing for like tickets for life, or we're still in play here. As much
we have,
I mean, we're all down on the Ravens because they lose to the Browns around here. Hey, man, we're still first place. Let's hang out a while. You know.
You know, last week we had another drawing and second chance drawings, and people can go to mdlottery.com to check out what prizes are still available. Last week. And I'm going to apologize for the name already here. I'm going to mispronounce it, I'm sure. Mbeye Iasu from Germantown won season tickets finalist position for 20 years. We are going to have six finalists in February to be one of those lucky finalists will be selected. And Mbeye Iasu is now one of those finalists. We had people winning season tickets for next year. Janice Barnes from Hagerstown, Charlene Wilson from Aberdeen. So people all over the state are winning second chance prizes, even if they don't win a cash prize on their first go around. And we have additional drawings to come. And you can, again, go to mdlottery.com. We'll have drawings in December, actually two drawings, one December 11th and the next one on January 2nd. So that will be the final drawing. And again, at that point, we'll have six finalists. We'll have announced the day, but typically we like to wait till after the Super Bowl. But we'll see how that plays out for one lucky winner to have 20 years of season tickets. So, yes, plenty of experiential prizes still to go in the Ravens ticket.
I'm glad I brought that up because I was giving those away the other day. And I think to myself, if somebody in Costas or next week at Pappas and Parfa wins $20,000, but I'm still waiting for my next $100 winner. Because when I get 50s or 100s, people get really crazy. When they win two, they let me know and they laugh and say thank you. But I'm like, hey, you know, I just give them out. I think they're all lucky to me. So I try my best with that. I would say the last thing on the Ravens that I need to point out that if you win tickets for life, this fellow, we had a little trouble pronouncing his name from out in Germantown. I would say that historically, the Ravens win most of the time when you have season tickets for life against the Browns. Historically, this is my chance to point that out, John. Historically,
I will counter that by pointing out that Saturday evening, late at night, 10:51 p.m., our daughter blessed us with our third grandchild.
Oh yes,
and
all right.
He came into the world Saturday night. So his record, you talked about Harbaugh's record of 25-7 now. His record is now 1-0.
It was a tough week around here. I hope it doesn't get any tougher. By the time you're hearing John Martin and I, the Ravens may have beaten the Bengals. They may have lost to the Bengals, but either way, they got some time off. Luke will be out at the castle doing his thing, and we are going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road, and I'm going to have some scented tickets hopefully soon. I have a handful of Ravens scratch-offs to give away. We're going to be at Pappas in Parkville this coming Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and then we hit the ground running. Coco's on the 29th. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA on the 30th with Dan Rodericks promoting his play as well. As on the 1st of December, we're taking it to Hollywood Casino and the newly renamed ESPN sports book up there as well. John, did I cover, I should say, all the bases? Did I hit all the yards? Did I score from the red zone? I don't know my cliche here. Did I hit a three-pointer? Have we hit all the high notes of the Maryland Lottery this week?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And again, if I've missed any, please, mdlottery.com. People can check out products, promotions, winners information. And look forward to doing this again, hopefully next week.
Thanks, winning. And we are thankful for our partnership with our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. Sometimes I get to wear the fun hat. I did that down at Fadley's last week. And some great conversations on the Crab Cake Tour. You mentioned education and the blueprint for education. I had Paul Satterfield on at Costas. We had just a wonderful conversation about teaching. He's the principal at Dundalk High School. I had my old pal from high school, Stan Jablonski, in town. His father, a 30-year science and chemistry teacher at Dundalk High School, the old high school versus the new high school. So we definitely did some great education here this week as well. And I had a fallout on the Crab Cake Tour on Tuesday. I had a guest cancel on me last minute, no problem, had a family issue. And the sit-in was unbelievable. It was Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Katie and Dominic came over. John, they're trying to talk me into running for Visionary of the Year. They don't do Man and Woman of the Year anymore. They do Visionary of the Year. I said, I met Alice Cooper a couple of weeks ago. I'm not worthy, but a great, great conversation about my wife and her life being saved on the bone marrow registry and the work that I got their cards right here. Beating Cancer is in Our Blood, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So we did a great turn with them this week as well. I am Nestor. Boy, I'm sorry. Yes.
I was going to say Visionary of the Year. That's going to elevate this whole game, isn't it?
I spent 42 minutes at Costas shooting this whole concept down that I could potentially run for Visionary of the Year. Don't egg me on. And I told them when I left, I said, look, if people start egging me on, I'm going to have to do this. And now that I've gone public with Nate, so I said, if nothing else, we're going to do a good work for Leukemia Lymphoma. I don't know that I'm comfortable with being a visionary, John. I don't know that I'm comfortable with this.
Nestor, sometimes it's not ours to decide. The people speak.
Sometimes the clothes do not make the man. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we stopped talking about the Browns beating the Ravens right here and right now. It's week 10. Stay with us on Baltimore Positive.